بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الترغيب في الاصلاح بين الناس This is a very beautiful chapter on reconciling between two parties that are disputing in disagreement having some problems whether it is husband and wife brothers sisters parents and children friends family to reconcile This is the way of Islam, to bring people together, not to separate between two people. Shaitan's goal is to divide, to disunite, make a husband divorce his wife, separate families, distance the children from their parents. This is the work of Shaitan. And a believer needs to see how we can bring them together. For example, if it's your own child, they got a problem, and if it's something that's still workable, one is you have a major problem, major issues. So, for example, if the husband is very, very abusive, physically abusive, drug addict, so these are major, major issues, then we won't tell your own daughter, just stick it out. There, you got valid grounds. But if it's some petty issue, like someone was telling me yesterday, over the microwave quality, divorce took place. You're a cheapskate. You bought a cheap microwave. Silly, silly things. Why didn't your family offer us thanks for what we did? So, because of ego, pride, lack of humility, that these problems are created. So, between two warring parties, two people that have a dispute, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا You be very fair, be very just, don't be biased, you don't take sides. But you try and reconcile and bring them together. So this is everybody's duty, especially those that are closer. When we see a problem, then we don't say that this is not my problem. I met some brothers from Nigeria, Muslim brothers. So on one occasion there was a fight taking place. So we were together. So I said, you know what, this is not our problem. We won't get involved in this. Obviously, it's South Africa, so we know different things happen. We don't know who's the guilty party, what is going on, and many times it is not Muslims that are involved, so it's very hard to reason with them. So they were very shocked. They said, in our country, there is a culture of unity in society where if there's any problem on the street, then everybody will get involved to solve the problem, not to take sides. That if it takes hours to, but we must go to bed, shaking hands, reconciling, making peace. He says, I find it very strange that you just pass by and you say, this is not our problem, let's just carry on. So, this is a very important teaching of Islam, to reconcile between two people. Lies are terrible, but when it comes to reconciling, then the deen of Islam permits a person to even lie to bring two people together. By whispering in one person's ears, you know how good he's talking about you. Just to calm the situation down, to make the hearts open to reconciliation. Quran and Majid speaks about Masjid al-Dhirar, and Allah Ta'ala says among the things and the reasons it was built for was tafriqam bayna al-nas, to disunite the ummah. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered that Masjid must be raised to the ground. So we find that when a masjid was built with the wrong intention of dividing, then it was raised to the ground. Lies that are so heinous and disliked by Allah Ta'ala that the person is cursed, but it's allowed to bring two people together. So we understand the importance of islah, bayn al-nas, bringing people together. And imagine how happy Allah Ta'ala will be with that person who swallows his own ego, humbles himself just to reconcile. If he is the person that is involved, he compromises. They say we need to compromise. We need to compromise and come on common ground. And then inshallah, we will be able to reconcile. Inshallah, we'll read the hadith tomorrow.